over 30 years, Piggly Wiggly has been offering the best beef, certified Angus beef. Build the best game time burger this season with certified Angus beef. Shop the pig for this week's certified Angus beef Junior Captain of the Game Burger Special. If it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country, focused on ag. Focused on you.
The Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Our pregame coverage continues. The ReliaQuest Bowl as the Wisconsin Badgers face off against the LSU Tigers. Before we move any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, finally, it's here, actually about an hour away from starting, but when last we saw this Wisconsin team, it was bringing the axe back to Madison with the victory against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. As we welcome Mark Tauscher to the booth, Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year. What was that, about a year ago?
it seems like it's been a minute, right?
It has been, and I think, you know, we always get, nostalgic when we think bowl games. I know I do, because I know how important they were, and, you know, just from a fan standpoint, I think things have changed. Obviously, from a player's standpoint, things have changed, because there's a lot of guys that finished off that axe win and, you know, snowy Minnesota that night, and now it's a whole different deal. And when I was talking to Luke Fickell in our pregame hit, I kind of just asked him, is this more of a springboard forward, or is this kind of a closing chapter? And it was kind of an interesting answer. It was really neither. It was kind of we want to send our seniors off in a good way. But one of the things that I thought throughout this week and kind of throughout the bowl prep is the idea of some of these young players getting the chance to expand their role, and that is the springboard into what that role could look like next year. So while I know, you know, people are looking at bowl games in a different light, there is a lot of things that a lot of players can gain by putting out a good performance today.
Yeah, some younger guys. To call it an audition might be a little dramatic, but it's certainly an opportunity for those guys to show what they can do. A lot of new faces coming in. Three high school running backs have signed letters of intent. There's a transfer from Oklahoma who will be in the backfield. You got Ches Belusi coming back from injury, so opportunity for guys like Cade Iacomelli, Jackson Aker, to see what they can do moving forward. That's just part of the storyline here. The Badgers come into this game a decided underdog against an LSU team that is the highest scoring offense in all of college football, but today goes without the Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels. Garrett Nussmeier ready to make his first career start. Kick set for 11:04 Central Time. It's not quite sunsplash, but it's getting there, don't you think, Tosh?
I think it's going to be a little muggy. I think Patrick's going to be dealing with the elements down there, but the field, I mean, there was a game here yesterday. And matter of fact, I was laughing down on the sideline. The refs were getting yelled at for walking on the paint. And I said, man, if you're getting yelled at already by people just down here, could be a long day for the Pac-12 crew, I believe I saw on their jacket. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I'm going to be curious how many people end up being here. Probably going to be more than I think we thought because of the LSU contingent with the Saints. And it is going to be a fun atmosphere. And, you know, the ReliaQuest team, been a great week for every for the families and for the teams down here.
Yeah, great bowl experience. Both coaches have talked about that. And now they are here for the main events, the Badgers and LSU. We'll have the scouting report, also the home field advantage, all that and more coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our Badgers pregame show continues from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Time now for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Well, Tausha, Luke was telling you he's been pretty consistent throughout these last few weeks of this particular bowl game, a chance for some guys who maybe didn't play a ton, now are going to have larger roles getting up into the rotation. You know, you and I were talking the last couple of days. If we do the old Hawk Harrelson pick the click, I'm really eager to see what Tretch Kekahuna can do. We've seen him a little bit in the kick return game. Now he's going to be in the receiver rotation, the backup slot receiver behind Will Pauling. He's an exciting guy. Vinny Anthony, we've seen. Quincy Burroughs, we've seen just a little bit. It's kind of fun just to see what those guys can do with a bigger role today.
Yeah, and that's the fun part of these games. You go through a full season. You know, Renfrow is somebody that coach mentioned, even though he's not a young guy. But you go through the full season, you think, I'm going to get some opportunities. Guys get dinged up an ankle here. And you don't get a ton of reps. And all of a sudden now, in 2 years, he gets an opportunity to get back out there and play. And so I think from a young player standpoint, everybody thinks they can play. But you have to actually get out there and do it. You can be great in practice, but it's these game reps. And when you're playing a big-time SEC team like LSU, when you can go out there and showcase not only to your coaches and teammates, but to yourself, hey, I can do this, that confidence, which is everything in sports, it grows. And that gives you the opportunity. So for these guys, I'm excited to let grow. We saw a little bit of him. He started seeing more and more reps. I think his role is going to be more and more expansive as it goes, and he's going to be somebody I'm going to watch today. Coach also mentioned Austin Brown, given his opportunities to go out and play. So while you don't know these guys, you had some bigger name guys leave and opt out, you have some young guys that are going to be a big part of the future of this program moving forward, and they get their real first opportunity in that expanded role today to showcase what that could look like.
Yeah, another player we'll keep an eye on for you is Kurt Neal on the defensive line, a redshirt freshman.
Twitchy.
Yeah.
He's got some twitch.
And they like that. They're big into twitchy as you look at the recruiting class coming in. They've got some of the guys from the transfer portal. So and his career is really just starting. So that's the one thing to keep in mind here. Against an LSU team that, as we give you a brief scouting report, they are the highest scoring team in college football at better than 46 points per game. Total offense about 550 yards per game. But Jaden Daniels had just a little bit to do with that. I'm really eager to see how the Badger defense can fare against Garrett Nussmeier, who's making his first career start. He can really throw it. I don't think running has been a part of his game.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a test. And I think any time that a Big Ten team, I know from Wisconsin standpoint, all you hear about nationally is the SEC and how fast they are and big. And I think the biggest difference, everybody's got good skill players, but it always comes down to, while we're going to be excited, you're going to see how this defense goes against this speed and everything, it's the big boys up front, and especially defensive linemen. I think that's what separates the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Ohio States in comparison to some of the other teams. How are you going to hold up there? And can you run the football? There's a lot of things to watch, but whenever an SEC team, especially a really good SEC team, plays a Big Ten team, that's always where my eyes go, because that's typically why the SEC beats up on the Big Ten.
And this LSU offensive line considered to be on the short list of the very best offensive lines in all of college football. That is our scouting report and the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll hear from quarterback Tanner Mordecai next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
Link Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Time now for our player profile and for our final installment of this season. We check in with senior quarterback Tanner Mordecai. His 1 year as a Badger, hitting better than 64% of his throws. Modest numbers in terms of touchdowns, just 6, but really proved an ability to hurt defenses with his feet. He rushed for 69 yards in the win against Minnesota. Has had some obviously many other moments where he's been able to affect defenses with his mobility. And make no mistake, he is a tough dude. He is considered one of the leaders of this team, elected a captain, which says something about someone who's coming in for just 1 year. And I asked him here recently his motivation for playing in this game. He has NFL aspirations. Who knows how much more you can really learn about a player in a bowl game. But he said the answer is pretty simple. He just has a simple and genuine love of the game.
That's the reason why I play this game. I mean, I think a lot of people have like big, elaborate whys. And, you know, I've been fortunate not to have, you know, a family member pass or any true like personal adversity. And the reason why I play is I just love to compete. I think that's just... what makes this game so special is all 11 guys have to be on the same page, and every single dude has to do their job at a very high level. And I think that's just the beauty of football, and I think that's why I've fallen in love with it.
There's the competing on the field, but even at the banquet, you know, Coach Longo, probably for the 1,000th time, talked about how he marveled at how you jumped in last winter, the rope drill and all this stuff, and thinking, you don't really need to do this. Where did that come from? Is that something that, as long as you remember, if there's a competition, you want to just jump in there?
I think my dad would say, I was just like a little competitive shithead, like all my life. It's just something in my, I don't know, something in my body that just cannot stand losing. And it really gets after my butt if I don't win or feel like I'm not gonna win or something like that. Someone has an edge on me or something. So, I don't know. That's just kind of how I've lived my life, and especially playing sports.
It's serving you well. And it seems like it started to serve this team well the last two games, because it could have been, I know it got a lot of play, obviously comments that you had and Hunter after the Northwestern game, and the way this team played maybe showed a lot about, you know, not just you or Hunter, but everybody, how you guys came out and took care of business against Nebraska and Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, after the Northwestern game, it was a real bottom of the season, I would say. It's kind of a situation where our backs were against the wall, and we're really going to see what kind of guys we are and what kind of football players we are. We all say that we love to compete and we love to, you know, play football. And at that point, whenever you're 5-5, just got your butts whooped. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. What happened? We got whooped. And so I think that's a true tell to what kind of guys we have. I think we responded well. I mean, to finish the year out the way we did, I think was really big for our program. So, like I was saying to those guys, those two games were some of the most fun I've ever had playing football.
Yeah, I was going to say, there hasn't been a lot of talk since the Minnesota game, but it's a big flipping deal around here. When you could get the axe, and there's the photo of you chopping down the goalpost. I don't know what you knew, if anything, about this rivalry before you got here, but how cool was that, getting that trophy in your hands and really getting a feel of what it means?
I mean, I like you said, I wasn't too familiar with it before getting up here. I knew it was a rivalry, but I didn't know to what extent. And then, you know, it did not take long for the guys in that locker room to let me know what that game meant, even if it was 10 months away, you know. So, and then we talked about rivalries in fall camp, and we had guys like Alec and Casey Robach get up and talk about, you know, what that game means to this program and to the guys before us. And that really got me going. It made me understand what it meant to this program, the state. And so I was fired up going into it and happy that we could get it back.
It's a different world with bowl games now. We mentioned your motivation to play. It seems like in the past, coaches would talk about developmental practices. Well, a lot of guys can actually get in the game now, maybe for all the obvious reasons. The guy, like, I'm not sure they asked you, the guys over there, about Tretch Kekahuna, Quincy Burroughs, who we saw a little bit. I mean, there's some intriguing young guys here. I mean, it's probably kind of learning on the fly here, but it got you a little excited to see what they could do here?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of them have had a great fall, ready for their opportunity, preparing like they're going to play on Saturday. So they'll do great. Really excited to see them, you know, in action when the Bulls are flying, and I don't think they'll skip a beat.
Final thought. Everybody wants to win every game. Forget the record. You know, you guys wanted to win more games, but you're going bowling. Has the experience here, the culture, just everything about on the field off, has it been what you had hoped, or I don't know what you expected, but has it been what you had hoped it would be here?
Yeah, I mean, come play in such a special place like Madison with the rich history of a winning culture of the Wisconsin Badgers, It's been fun. It's been really, really special. And, you know, I'm blessed to be able to say I was starting quarterback at, you know, Wisconsin. And, you know, I wish I had a few more years to play. But at the same time, it's my time to move on, especially after being in college for the years that I have with the craziness of COVID and all that crap. But, I don't regret anything. Very happy that I came here and very blessed to, you know, meet the guys that I met and, you know, form relationships. That's something I've taken from every place, is the opportunity to meet so many great dudes that I'll hopefully keep in touch for a long, long time.
And that is Badgers quarterback Tanner Mordecai. One of the things I've appreciated about him, and just, you know, obviously we're all just around him for 1 year, he's pretty point blank. And we had to bleep him there because I asked him about the competitive edge, Tausch, and he said, yeah, my dad just said I'm a competitive bleep head. I've just got to get in there, like all the rope drills, all that stuff that they do in the winter conditioning. And, you know, after the Northwestern game, he and Hunter Roller spoke out in a very point-blank fashion about what this team needed to do moving forward, and it seemed to work.
Yeah, I just think the image I'll have of Tanner, first off, you know, coming here, and I think he's a competitive you-know-what, but that image of him busting his thumb up and still going out playing the next snap and saying, I can't squeeze. Like, you just know how bad he wants it to fight back, to get back out here to play. And in an era now where guys are opting out and they're not playing, he loves football. And I think he's come in and done an admirable job And I think from a leadership standpoint and everything else, he's been everything that Phil Longo and this staff had hoped for.
Yeah, Tanner said he wished he could be here longer. Phil Longo said he wishes he could be here
longer. I just love it. I've been here 6 years, all that blank. Just reminded me of Tommy Boy thinking, hopefully he's got a doctorate and everything else because he's been at school so long.
That's right. I have a lot of those in this era of college football. Sixth-year guys, even the occasional seventh-year guy. That is our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers of the all-new Chevy Trax. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we check in with Patrick Herb. First
Happy New Year to you. And this is, as much as things are changing, as we all know, in college football, college athletics in general, this is a bowl game that maybe is a bit more traditional in terms of the activities. The teams have been here now for, you know, about a week, and it's been a lot of fun off the field type of stuff that they've had the chance to do this week, right?
Yeah, happy New Year to you, too. You're right, and that's not lost on Luke Fickell. He has said it multiple times. He said it at the press conference. He said it at the Beach Day kind of pep rally, that he's a traditionalist. We've heard that all year about rivalries. But playing on January 1, playing in a bowl game, like, that means something to him. And he grew up in the culture of traditional Big Ten bowl games and the allure and the pageantry that comes with it. And so this bowl has existed for a long time. A lot of the same people that are on the board of directors for the bowl have been here for the whole duration. Our host here, his name is Kevin, this is his 34th. ReliaQuest Bowl, back when it was Outback, back when it was Hall of Fame prior to that. And it's important to the local people, too, that they keep some of that tradition and that pageantry. So they've done a really nice job of making this a reward for the team, for the fans that come here, and building out an itinerary. It's a long trip. When you arrive on the 26th, don't play till today. You've been here a long time, but it's been a really good trip. The weather is better than back home, so we'll take that. And they've built out a lot of things. So the team's been practicing at Berkeley Prep School, which has a really beautifully manicured prep school that actually Tom Brady used it as his private throwing camp when he was playing for the Buccaneers. So they practiced there several times. They've had free time in the city, and the coaching staff has encouraged them to do that. Like, early on the trip, see the city, kind of have fun, be around each other. There's a brotherhood part of that. So Jake Chaney's from here. He's had a blast taking guys around, showing them areas of his hometown. And the first time he came back, I heard him talking about it. He said, man, guys just want to complain. He's like, I'm trying to take them, and it's a Tuesday night, and they're saying, where's all the action? And so maybe they haven't found the action. Maybe that's a good thing. But
probably is.
Yeah, but I know Jake's having fun kind of showing people around. He said he's going to have about 30 tickets in use at today's game, so there'll be a big section for him. Another activity, the captains went to the children's hospital. They brought with them a big box of Badger footballs and hats, handed them out to kids. There were even some Badger fans that were in the hospital, kind of coincidentally. So that's a neat thing that isn't lost. There was a joint event with LSU at a bowling alley. They went to Busch Gardens as a team. And if anybody hasn't seen the clip on social media yet, on the at Badger Football social, of our guys kind of doing it behind the scenes, it's worth the minute of your time. So Ricardo Hallman, Christian Allegro, Daryl Peterson, Quincy Burroughs, and Will Pauling were selected for this behind-the-scenes thing where they fed giraffes, went on this safari tour, and then they rode the Serengeti Flyer, which is a roller coaster-type ride that I have no interest in being on, and some of them didn't either, but they were sort of forced to do it, and the reactions are exactly what you can imagine from giant men who are scared out of their minds. So those kind of things have kept it really fun.
And then on Saturday, they had a chance to hit the beach, which anytime you can say that in late December, a chance to hit the beach, it's a good day.
Yeah, so it's a organized event from the bowl game called Beach Day, and our guys took full advantage. It basically was free time on the beach with some other things happening. They get food out there, and there's, like I said, Coach spoke at a pep rally. Water was 62 degrees, but 50 Badger players in the water. No LSU players to be found, first of all. Let's get that out there on the record. Our guys had no trouble finding the water. But, you know, Nathaniel Vakos is out there boogie boarding. James Thompson can't swim, but he was out there trying to enjoy it and trying to learn how to swim in the cold ocean. They were doing races from the beach out to a buoy and back. I think that CJ Getz was the big winner. He edged out Marty Stry in one of those races. But the marching band was there. The cheerleaders did a tug of war. Wisconsin won that. So it was the first win of the weekend. But all in all, those are the kind of things that make bowls special. And so the Rose Bowl we all hold as the highest standard, and that's full of these type of events. This is Rose Bowl light, and they do a nice job of of entertaining and making the guys feel like it's a reward.
Yeah, credit to them, credit to everybody involved in the operation, and credit to the weather folks. They have come through. We've got a nice day here today in Tampa. That's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards! I guess he's okay.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame show continues as we visit with head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat is presented by Zimbrick
Fish Hatchery Road. Well, first one of these since the Minnesota game. I mean, it seems like a while ago, but now that you've, before we talk about this game, the axe, the rivalry, I asked you about it before. Now you've lived through it. You've seen your guys grab the prize and make the victory lap. I think you mentioned after the game you appreciate this rivalry even more, Don, don't you?
I do. I mean, I just you know, obviously the meaning. Rivalries, when you walk in any place, I think you just got to embrace them. And so I embraced it. I learned more about it. But actually, once you go through it, I think you have a greater respect even for it. And so for us to finish the way we did, especially the last 2 weeks, but also the last week in particular, and I don't just mean winning. I mean playing better, having some balance to what we're doing, both offensively and defensively. Nothing was perfect again, but the way we played was what truly meant something to me, to those guys, and seniors in particular, to kind of step up there at the end of the year, understanding and wanting to represent and win, obviously, the Paul Bunyan's axe, but the way in which they did it, I think, what made me feel really good.
Winning the line of scrimmage, right? Being able to run the ball. Like you said, what were your words? That's where I want to live moving forward.
That message, is exactly the idea. And that's where I think just feeling good as it all ended. Winning is winning, but when you do end up doing the things the way you want to do them and kind of controlling and owning the line of scrimmage, in particular in the second half, was a sign for us continuing to grow and moving forward.
In a perfect world, you guys would start games better. We always, you always talk about that. You want to start fast. But the fact that, in particular, those last two games against Nebraska and then Minnesota, you get hit early, but you guys punch back. I mean, you talk about learning about rivalries. Imagine you've learned a few things about this team, too, haven't
we
you?
We did. And that's where, again, you always want more. And our ability to start faster, play cleaner from the get-go. But also our ability to have some resiliency, our ability to handle that gut punch and how you respond after you're punched is a big deal. And it's going to happen. It happened more often, I think, for us than you want it to, especially even down the stretch. But it gave our guys that opportunity to show us what they're made of and be able to respond and kind of bond and kind of pull together. But hopefully we can continue to learn from those things so that, you know, we can do a better job in the starts and a lot of things to come.
Has it been your experience in bowl games? You know, now we're in an age where the teams can look different. Guys who play, it may not in bowl games. Personnel could look different. Do you see much of a shift schematically? Are teams going to run exotics that that you couldn't scout earlier in the year? Do you see much difference there?
No, but I do think that they do dive into their bag. Just because the nature of it, you have more time to prepare. And sometimes that just gives you a little bit more, you know, hey, well, let's do something. You know, we've got to have these guys for X amount of practices, and you got to keep them excited about some of those things. So you got to challenge them in some different ways, whether that's defensively with some maybe different looks or even offensively, not just always trick plays, but things that make it more exciting for those guys if they are going to have 7, 8, 9, 10 practices for one game. So I think that happens by nature. Whether they're successful in the game or not, that's another story. I don't think you really change who you are, even though there's been a month since the last game. It's still about winning, and you still got to do what you do.
As you learn about this team, you go through the bowl practices even before you left Madison to go down to Florida. Have there been some guys that maybe fans haven't seen a lot of, thinking, oh, okay, we kind of thought this guy could do something, and you're seeing some more encouraging signs throughout the practices?
Yeah, well, we'll see some more guys up front on the offensive line. I think that'll give us an opportunity to kind of evaluate them in game situations and everybody get to recognize them, whether it's Jake Renfro, whether it's Joe Brunner, JP. There's some other guys that are going to, by nature, play some for us, and we'll see how that kind of works itself out. I think Austin Brown is a guy defensively that we've seen a little bit this year, but I think you'll see a lot more of him in maybe a little bit of a different role. And Christian Allegro is a guy that we've seen later in the year play a bit of football for us, but, you know, we'll probably see a lot more of him as well. And there's a handful of other guys in particular up on the defensive front as well. But that's the opportunity. That's what I said about, you know, this is kind of what your program and team is moving forward in a lot more ways.
Got to be therapeutic just to be out there on the practice field and get ready for a game with everything else going on. And it's been a good month for you guys, right, in terms of the national letter of intent, the transfers. There's all of that going on. But just to get out on the practice field and then get out here on game day, like, oh, yeah, that's why I got into this, right, for these kind of days.
as this game continues to evolve, and I don't mean the game on the field, I mean the other game, there's some consistency that you love, right? And it's actual practice. It's actual the preparation. It's actually the game. The other stuff is what's so chaotic, and there's no real schedule, and whether it's timings to, you know, dates for signing to portal dates, those things are just the end line is always moving. The nice thing is when you get out to practice, kind of get back to the basics, you got a game, you get into game week, there's more consistency to the things that give you a chance to grow a little bit more.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us, more to come as we get closer to kickoff. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBB Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
From Dane to Bowles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
If you are hearing my voice right now, consider this. I could be talking about you and your business for everyone to hear. Advertise with us and this 30 seconds turns into time focused on you and the amazing reasons people should shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. Go to our website to get started, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, let's check out the day's schedule here as Wisconsin and LSU will open up five bowl games happening on this New Year's Day. In about an hour, Liberty takes on Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. Wisconsin is one of three Big Ten teams in action on this day. In the Citrus Bowl, which also starts in about an hour in Orlando, it's the Tennessee Volunteers and the Big Ten West champion Iowa Hawkeyes. And then the semifinal games. First up, the Rose Bowl at 4 o'clock Central Time. Michigan, the number one team in the nation, taking on number four, Alabama. And then the second game tonight in the semifinals, in the Sugar Bowl, Washington and Texas. Huskies, the second-ranked team, and the Longhorns get in as the number three team in the final college football playoff rankings. The Big Ten is 4-2 in bowl games. Losses from Ohio State and Penn State. Northwestern winning the Las Vegas Bowl over Utah. Minnesota getting by Bowling Green in the Quick Lane Bowl. It was Rutgers over Miami in the Pinstripe Bowl. And Maryland ended its season on a winning note, a 31-13 winner against Auburn in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. That was a destination where many thought Wisconsin would be going. But lo and behold, here are the Badgers on the Gulf Coast here in Tampa, Florida, getting ready to take on the LSU Tigers. Quick check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Frontline guys all good to go. I mean, the notable exceptions are those who either opted out to get ready for the NFL draft or have gone into the transfer portal. And for Wisconsin, getting ready for the draft, guys like Tanner Bordellini, the center, Braylon Allen, as well as Jason Maitre, the slot corner, thus Austin Brown now in a position to get a lot of time at that nickel position. We'll see Jake Renfro playing for the first time in 2 years at center in the backfield combo. You got Jackson Aker and Cade Iacomelli. And speaking of which, let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC for the Wisconsin Badgers. On defense up front, you got James Thompson Jr., the redshirt junior out of Cincinnati, Gio Paez, fifth-year senior out of Los Angeles, and Kurt Neal expected to get a starting call, a 6-foot, 300-pound redshirt freshman from Cornelius, North Carolina. The linebacking core inside, you got Jake Chaney and Muma Jungmeta. On the outside, Daryl Peterson and C.J. Getz. The corners, Nizir Forkurine and Ricardo Hallman, with the extra corner being Austin Brown, and the safeties, Kamoi Latu and Hunter Waller. For the LSU Tigers on offense, it averaged 46.5 points per game, the best in all of college football. In fact, the next best offense Wisconsin faced this season coming into this bowl game was Washington State at 31.7 a game. Ohio State into the year at 30.5 a game after the Buckeyes were held to just 3 points in the Cotton Bowl loss to Missouri. But LSU is without its Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, but all the other frontliners expected to go. Up front, the left tackle is Will Campbell, the left guard Garrett Dellinger. Charles Turner is the center. He's a senior out of Canton, Ohio. Miles Frazier is the right guard. Emory Jones, the right tackle. Mason Taylor, a productive pass-catching tight end, a sophomore out of Plantation, Florida, 29 grads for 260 yards. And the wide receivers, again, they're a couple guys who are as good as it gets. Brian Thomas Jr., 60 catches for a nation's best 15 touchdowns and nearly 1,100 receiving yards. Malik Nabers led the nation with 1,546 yards on 86 receptions. He needs 22 yards for the LSU career record for receiving yardage currently held by Josh Reed, and he set that record more than 20 years ago. Kyron Lacy, a senior out of Thibodaux, Louisiana, rounding out the first group of wide receivers. Logan Diggs and Josh Williams, along with former Penn State Nittany Lion Noah Kane, the primary running backs, but they are deep in that department. Caleb Jackson, a bruising freshman, can come in when needed as well. And Garrett Nussmeier, the sophomore out of Lake Charles, Louisiana, appearing in his seventh game this season, his 18th career appearance, and his first career start this year in six games. He is 17 of 33 for 196 yards and a touchdown. In his career, he has thrown for 8 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. A big stage for him with Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner, getting himself ready for the draft. The Badgers faced Daniels a couple of years ago in Las Vegas when he was with Arizona State. And they got to Daniels 5 times on that night in Vegas. But Daniels moved on to LSU, and that turned out to be a very, very good move for him, as he truly was electrifying this season and deserving of the Heisman Trophy. That's a look at your U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Temperature right now in the upper 60s, bright sun,
and the wind very little factor. It is an absolutely beautiful day in Tampa, Florida, as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to take on the LSU Tigers. This will be the fifth meeting all time between these programs. LSU won the first three. The Badgers won the last meeting in dramatic fashion at Lambeau Field, 16-14. A field goal in the closing minutes from Rafael Gaglianoni and a game-sealing interception from Dakota Dixon. That was the season opener back in 2016. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
The hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, and it's time to treat myself for all of my hard work. So, of course, I went to Kohl's, and boy, I'm glad I did, because it's their biggest clearance event of the season. I saved 70% on a cute pair of jeans, a cozy sweater, and some comfy PJs. Yep, going to Kohl's was just what I needed. Now to get back in the holiday spirit for New Year's. Select styles, up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
on our game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Floater intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
All the way. Braylon Allen. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin. It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, this is the ReliaQuest Bowl. Kickoff is just moments away. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Happy New Year from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson, who is back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, and we welcome you to the ReliaQuest Bowl as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to have at it against the LSU Tigers. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on